We are in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing Siv Beis. Yesterday we learned that a mace that is in a place where there's a fear that the body could get burnt, Chazal were matir moving it, preferably by way of putting a kikar or a tinok on it, if not, by way of tiltul menatzad from one bed to another, and if not, you're actually allowed to move the mace. If the mace is in a place where the sun is shining down on it and it will end up decomposing and having a foul odor that is covered on mace, the mechaber was only matur al yidei kikar v'tinuk, and only to that rishus, and we ended up seeing that it was mutter even into another rishus. Siv beis, mace shehisriach babayis. What happens if the mace already started decomposing and has a foul odor? V'nimtzam is baze ben hachayim. And because of that, the mace is becoming mavuza ben achayim. You have people walking around, they smell it. Vehim mizbaza mimenu. As well as the people that are mizbaza. There's a lack of kavod abrius. You have living human beings who are in a place where there's a mace that has a foul odor. Hagov afilu yeshomrim afilu lo esrich adayin l'shakorov l'asriach. Similarly, if it's about to get a foul odor. Mutter lo tzio l'karmelis, you're allowed to carry it out even into a karmelis, which midarabonon is considered hotzar mershus l'shus. V'im hoyo lohem mokom lotzo emo tzino sel manichem bo bimkomo. If the people did not have to remain there, they can go somewhere else, so there's no chash of lack of kovet abriyas, they should leave him there, v'yotzim heim, and they should walk out. Now the heter over here is a heter of kovet abriyas. Now, if there is a mokum, so this is the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam holds that when it's only kavod ames, when it's only kavod ames and not kavod abrius, they were not makel, except for the case of a mace on a boat where that's considered a big bizoyan. The Rama who holds that even though it did not yet have a foul odor, the halacha is you're allowed to go in and move it ayde kikur. You're allowed to go and move it to a karmelis. That Rama is arguing with the Rambam Bepashtis, and he holds even if the people have where to go, you're allowed to move him shelo yasriach for the sake of the kavod ames. Says the mechaber now. V'yesh omrim shelo v'tiru lo tzio lekarmelis elai de kikar v'tinik. There are those who say you need a kikar v'tinik. V'yesh mi sha'omer shekol shem otzio lekarmelis mutav lo tzio shelo bekikar v'tinik. V'lamat v'otza. Whereas others say, why carry a kikar v'tinok out into a karmelis? Adarabba, you should be mamayit in what you're carrying out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's maskone is like the Or Zeruah, that it's dafka, that you should use a kikar v'tinik even to a karmelis. Now, the ones that are matted to the Rosh HaRabim hold, why is it mutter to carry into the Rosh HaRabim? They hold that Chazal were matter malocha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because it's not that you're trying to get the mace there for the mace's sake, you're doing it for the sake of the people that are behind. So pshat is you want to take the mace out of the room. That's called malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The Osrim say that although Chazal were matir taken into the matirim that hold v'yesh mi shematir lo tzio afler shisarama yidei tinuk avaloye yidei kikar. There are those who say that you can even take him to the Rosh HaRabim by way of a tinuk, but not by way of a kikar. The reason being that a tinuk, we say chai nosei es atzmo, and he is there's only an issur rabbanan in carrying him, whereas a tinuk, there is more of an issur in to Rosh HaRabim mamish, a kikar, there's an issur daraisa v'otso. As a result of that, this shita holds that because carrying out, because you don't want it, is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, Chazal were even matu into Rosh HaRabim gomer, even where there's an isser of otzah daraisa, because this is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The Osrim say that in a karmelis, which ikro is a darabon on there, they were matur. But a Rosh HaRabim, even when it's ein tzricha l'gufa, they were not matur. La halacha, the poskim are machmir in a Rosh HaRabim, you should not carry a mace out the Rosh HaRabim. Any kind of bizoyin, lahalacha, we paskin like the shita that it's for that in any case of bizoyin, the halacha will be that it is mutter. What's interesting, though, is that there's a machlokas achronim, if for bizoyan achar, you could be makel in rishus harabim, according to that other daya. But since the Mishnah Berurah was machmer against that daya, it's not really all that nogeya. Hagos says the Ramah, v'u adin de mutarim lo maleini Yehudi l'taltalo, kagon, kamo al yidei kikar v'tinik. Anything that's mutar al yidei kikar v'tinik is mutar by way of a non-Jew. With regard to whether or not a non-Jew can take it out into the rishus harabim, that's a machlokas haposkin. For also l'taltal mesay de kikar v'tinik l'tzorach kohanim o dover acher. So the halachi is like this. The halachi is that all of these heterim were only because of kavod abrius, kavod ames. What if there's a kohen there who wants to be able to come out, or wants to be able to walk around, come in, come out? For that we were not matir. By way of a non-Jew, that the minig is lahakel, because we consider it a shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. There is a machlokas achronim if the chacham malarai de nachri to take him into Rosh Hasharabim. Now the truth is that if it's just for the sake of kohanim, then tiltul menatzad will be mutter. Like to roll the maize from one bed to another, that would be mutter. Another interesting halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot force the family to have the body removed for the sake of kohanim. The family can say they want the maize there meanwhile.